are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were just talking about in the previous hour people eating placenta. I get, oh, this guy, I guess, ate his wife's placenta. It was really disgusting. And one of my longtime listeners sent me this link of some of the crazy, the weirdest and most revolting foods that you could actually eat. I just couldn't, man, I don't even know if I could look at some of these pictures, but let me read some of these to you, you know, because a lot of us, you know, we're kind of on a short budget. I know the jobs report was looking promising, but, you know, many of us are on a short budget, and sometimes there's just nothing in the fridge, so what around our house could actually make for a pretty good, well, nutritious meal? Well, right now I'm looking at a picture of a woman eating a deep fried tarantula. And that, it's dead, but I could never put a spider in my mouth. I don't care if it's been dead for 3 months. I would not. Oh my gosh. You know what? I don't think it would taste that bad. I think it would be crispy. I think a spider, believe it or not, would taste better than a cockroach. I just think it would be kind of meatier. It doesn't matter, though. It's a spider. I guess a developed duck embryo boiled alive and eaten in its egg. I am looking at it. It's actually a beautiful egg, although you could see the little duck hair. That's kind of sad because you know what you're about to eat. Anyway, these things are, I guess, served with beer in Southeast Asia. I'm not really sure. Okay. But anyway, I'm looking at that and you see the eye. Oh, that's just hard. Wow. Kasa Marzu. You guys may know more about that than I. It's like rotten cheese. It's a traditional sheep milk cheese from Sardinia, Italy. The cheesemaker set the cheese outside and let cheese flies lay eggs inside of it. The larvae then break down the cheese fat and ferment it. They say you do not have to clear out the hatched worms from the cheese before consuming. Some people do it. The Kasa Marzu, I guess, had been banned for a while, had to be sold on the black market. But now, I guess, it has been declared a traditional food, and it is now legal to produce and sell them. Mongolian Boo Dog, I guess, a marmot or goat cooked within its own skin, with hot stones in the stomach. I don't really understand that. Then there's kiviak, an Inuit food from Greenland, which I guess is a hollowed out body cavity of a seal. And then you press out the air and then you cook it. I don't know. I'm sure you add some paprika somewhere. Let me see here. They say the 1,000-year-old egg. They preserve eggs with a mixture of ash, salt, quicklime, rice hulls, and clay for several weeks. And then I guess you eat it. I would strongly urge you guys to be checked for salmonella, okay, after doing that one. Fried tarantulas. This is in Cambodia. Oh, hell no. Smalahove, a traditional Norwegian dish made from sheep's head. I'm looking at the sheep's head. I'm going to decline. I mean, I like meat, but not the head of it. Eskimoi, ant larvae from the roots of the tequila plant. That I'm okay with. I'm okay with ant larvae. Why? Because if, you know, it was on a tequila plant, I'm sure it's sterile. Pig blood with bread for breakfast. I guess you take the blood and you fry it with onions and you serve it for breakfast. I know I'm getting sick just looking at this. Sanakaji is a raw Korean dish that consists of live octopuses. Live octopuses with sesame and sesame oil. They say you need to be very, very careful because the little tentacles could choke you to death if they get stuck in your throat. A tuna eyeball. Okay, tuna, oh my gosh. That is big. The tuna eyeball is about the size of your palm. Tunas are big fish. Tuna could, I know you guys think tunas are small because you have the little baby tuna, little bumblebee, little baby tuna, you know, tuna fish can. Tunas are huge. These could be big suckers. So I'm looking at tuna eyeballs. Let me see. Kosh, which is, I guess, cow's feet, head, stomach. I thought I saw something. Let me see. I don't understand how you can eat any of these things alive. Let me see. Blood pancakes. I'm going to pass on that one. Coxcombs. Is that the top of a rooster? Yeah. People are eating that. Fruit bat soup in Micronesia. I'm okay with that. Fruit bat soup I'm okay with. The only problem is it's not made with bat. It's made with a whole bat, and they have a big, ugly black bat that probably had rabies in there. There is 4 to 5 month fermented Greenland shark. I'm going to pass on that one. Ox penis. Ox penis in soup. Those are, not in sushi. Or no, you could eat it by itself. Okay. And then of course the worms. We've talked about, edible beetles that, there's about, I guess, 88 different species of edible beetles. Okay. That you could get from Mexico that you could eat. You know, I think I'm okay. I think I would be okay eating a beetle. I think I could, but I would want it completely deep fried, maybe chocolate soaked or something. Bamboo worms, those are cute. The bamboo worms, they look like candy. And I'm going to stop here because some of you guys are getting ready for lunch, and this was pretty disgusting. But, you know, as we try to battle, you know, world hunger, we've been starting to investigate what else out there could be a nutritional supplement that's cheap. And we've talked about this on the show. They are looking at the bugs and the insects and grinding them up and making them into some sort of flour or something. And we're going to have to be, and you know what? We actually are going to be okay with it. And I tell you why. Because we're okay with eating a hamburger, right? I mean, you know, if you looked at the cow, you'd say, no way, I'm not going to eat a piece of cow. Okay, but we do. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. We know you got a lot of choices out there, a lot of choices. And the fact that you just don't get up from where you are to change the station when my show comes on, it just shows you guys are just real, real, true, cool dudes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this is kind of concerning, okay? The Washington Post is reporting, as well as many other media outlets, that there is a new virus that has taken foothold in the Caribbean. And if it comes to the Caribbean, it's getting closer to us. It's a recently arrived mosquito-borne virus that causes an abrupt onset of high fever and intense joint pain, and it's rapidly gaining foothold in many spots of the Caribbean, but it doesn't want to affect your foot by any means. There are currently more than 4,000 confirmed cases of the fast-spreading chikungunya virus in the Caribbean. Most of them, they say, is in the French Caribbean islands of Martinique, Guadeloupe. Is it really pronounced Guadeloupe? And then Saint Martin. And another, it should be Saint Martin, but Saint Martin, I guess, is how they pronounce it. Anyway, they say another 31,000 suspected cases have been reported across the region of the scattered islands. It is a painful illness, and it has been found in Asia and Africa, and it was first detected in December in the tiny island of St. Martin. It was the first time that local transmission of the, the chikungunya had been reported in the Americas. Since then, it has spread to nearly a dozen other islands in French Guinea and overseas part of France on the north shoulder of South America, of course. Now, they said it's rarely fatal. And most of these guys can rebound within a week, but some people will have joint pain for months to years. No vaccine, and they say it is spread by the Aedes aegypti mosquito that transmits dengue fever, which is it's more rare, but it's a lot more serious, and it has a deadly hemorrhagic form. The CDC is closely monitoring the uncontrolled spread of this new vector-borne virus in the Caribbean and has been advising travelers how to best protect themselves using mosquito repellent, sleeping in screened rooms, etc., and to watch for any signs of chikungunya in the U.S. So, a lot of us are like, it's Caribbean, we're good, we never travel there anyway. But people travel and take it back. Okay, it could get into, these mosquitoes are pretty resilient suckers. All they have to do is land on your clothes when you zip up your suitcase, and now we're bringing it to the States. Alright, and the fact that it got all the way over here from Africa means somebody traveled and brought it. Okay? They say the only way to stop this virus is to contain the population of mosquitoes. Okay? So, how do you prevent mosquitoes? Well, you can't just, insect bomb and hope it works. But you can avoid. And you don't want to have stagnant water sitting around your hotel or your house, etc., because that's where these mosquitoes like to hang out. It's like a big party place wherever the stagnant water is. So you want to avoid that. And I think they're also very, they like the smell of sweat. So we always kind of recommend, to be clean, cover up, because you don't want them to attract, in fact, one of the ways they are thinking about killing mosquitoes to fight malaria in other countries is to capture smelly feet smell. And that could be an attractant, and then they could, insect bomb them or something like that. So remember, stinky. They also like bright colors. You need to be careful with that. Even though, if you are in an area that's more jungle, you sometimes want to be in a bright color so people can see you. But when it comes to bugs, no. And then, of course, to protect yourself from mosquitoes, not only do you want to use the insect repellent, but if you also use permethrin for lice on your clothes, if you spray that on your clothes as well, that's pretty damn effective as well. So we'll keep you guys posted on this, but it's scary stuff. We do not like vector viruses, meaning they need a vector to come in, and we don't like that kind of stuff. That's kind of like bad. Okay, that's bad. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI. Do I have any good news? They say coffee makes you a better, healthier person. Coffee. They say drinking coffee, could, I guess, stave off diabetes and could actually make you more ethical at work. They say tired workers are less likely to resist the unethical influence from their senior colleagues. And the equivalent of a large cup of coffee being reported by The Independent could help stave off the tiredness that could lead to immoral behavior. This is claims in a new study published in the Journal of Applied Psychology. They found that sleepy workers are more likely to give into unethical or deceptive requests from their bosses. If you provide caffeine in the workplace and reduce, long hours, the workers will then avoid ethical lapses. Can I just stop for a second here and talk about the long hours? This is interesting. Okay, I mean, most of my working life, I've worked in jobs where it wasn't the typical 9-to-5 job. It was never like that, okay? I mean, my job, I always worked, hours upon hours, or I would work multiple part-time jobs. I just always worked more than 45, 50 hours a week. And then, of course, in medical school, those were 100-hour weeks. But, even if I had a 4-hour shift, you still, no matter what you start lowering your shift to, you still get the fatigue. you're psychologically, if you went from a 12-hour shift to a 4-hour shift, yeah, you're going to like it the first couple days. And then you're going to be looking, you know, at the 30 more minutes to go, an hour more to go. You still do that. So even if you shorten it up, you still do that. Yeah. So anyway. Now, another study found that if you increase your coffee consumption by about 1.5 cups, that could lower the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Now, the ideal amount to stave off type 2 diabetes is 3 to 5 cups. Why? Because coffee has compounds that help you break down glucose. Scientists at the Harvard School of Public Health examined 20 years of data from more than 100,000 people and found that those that reduced their coffee habit by 8 or more ounces a day, around a cup, saw a 17% hike in their risk of type 2 diabetes. Drinking an extra cup or more decreased the risk of that diabetes by 11%, and those who already drank more than 24 ounces a day were 37% less likely to be diagnosed with diabetes. Now, wow, here's the thing. What kind of coffee are you guys drinking out there? If I ever have to drink coffee, I need to completely hide the flavor with sugar and cream and some chocolate or some vanilla, or I'll go to Starbucks and I'll get that caramel apple drink instead, and I'll pretend like I'm drinking coffee. I don't know how you guys do it. Okay, I don't know how you guys drink coffee and actually like it. Now, mind you, maybe because you guys are coffee drinkers, when you see some soda pop, you don't go over to the soda fountain and you grab some soda pop. Whereas me, and I know it's bad, but for my caffeine, I'll take a little swig of some soda. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe the fact that you guys are drinking coffee is it prevents you from going after the crap and eating the crap. And I bet that's what's going on. So all the power to you. That's pretty good. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh my gosh, placenta is back in the news again. They say men are putting placenta cream on their face to prevent facial bluffing during work meetings. Did you guys know that? Doctors say sheep's placenta contains protein-rich anti-inflammatory properties, which can reduce skin redness caused by flushing. They have noticed that because of its ability to stop the flushing, the demand for the placenta cream has risen by 25% over the last 6 months. They say Victoria Beckham and Simon Cowell have sworn by the sheep placenta facial. Are you kidding me? Really? Really? They say using this cream can appear more calm and collected. It's protein rich and has anti-inflammatory properties. Now, you know, I wonder, I guess it's a Dr. Finnegan, medical director of Dr. Newman's clinic. I guess they specialize in rosacea, that kind of redness that comes out during the spring on your cheeks. He says his cream has 10% sheep's placenta. Yeah, I don't know. I think it costs about $100 a pop. I'm not too sure. Yeah, I know. I just, maybe, you know how vitamin D was like the super drug, right? And then before that was like glucosamine. I guess now the super thing is placenta. Apparently, sometimes dermatologists do 90-minute placenta facials. I think it's gross. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Really blow. Man, I don't know how much longer this is happening, but boy, does this whole allergy season really, really stinks. The big one. Okay. Anyway, thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Talia Show. I'm just miserable with these allergies. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know, I would sound actually, my voice is about a couple octaves higher than this, and I really sound a lot more feminine, but I can't because I got the allergies. Now, this is an interesting study, okay? They say girls have been better students than boys for nearly a century. This is according to this new study, and it includes math and science. You know how in the olden days we were like, well, boys are better at math and science, and then girls are better at home ec? Okay, well, apparently there's this new study out from researchers that I failed home ec, but I did really good at shop. I did really good shop and PE. Researchers at the University of New Brunswick in Canada analyzed 308 students that included data gathered between 1914 and 2011, representing more than 535,000 boys and nearly 600,000 girls in more than 30 countries. 70% of the studies were conducted in the U.S. Girls' advantage in school grades was largest in language courses, and their advantage was the smallest in math and science. Girls' lead over boys in math and science was not apparent until they got to junior high or middle school. They said overall the gender gap in grades increased from elementary to middle school, but then decreased between high school and college. So the findings show that recent concerns about quote-unquote boys lagging behind girls in grades are unfounded because girls have done better in school than boys, like, all along. Yeah, I could see that. And it's, this isn't a girl-boy thing, okay? You know, here's the thing. It's interesting, okay? From a psychological perspective, they found that girls like to study to understand the topics, boys more performance-driven and focus on the final grades. So they're saying that maybe these girls are more interested in the why. And when they understand the why, it then seems to be very easy with finishing it, you know, finishing the project. Yet, see, I'm more like, I guess, than what they would say the boys. My sons are like this. Well, I got one son like it. The other son is more like, I want to know the why. You know, why did this math problem work? I didn't care why. I didn't care about the story problem. Just let me get to the meat of the problem so I can move on and not have to think about it, because I got other things I would rather think about. I really didn't want to get deep and dissect into it. And now let's just extrapolate that 15, 20 years later, right, where you have a married couple talking about a problem. Okay, there's a problem. Husband wants to fix it. Yeah, let's just fix it. No. Let's talk about why we have this problem. Let's really get to the meat. No, we don't need to get to the meat. Let's just fix it. That's fine. Whatever you want. Really, you don't. I'm not spending enough time with you. Fine. Okay. No. But let's talk about why you're not spending enough time with me. Now, and we're not joking here, but that really happens. You know, I bring something up to my husband. He's like, okay, let's just boom do this. But I'm like, okay, wait a second. That's not going to be the fix. Let's kind of dig deep and understand, so then we prevent this happening again. I always get into that with my husband. He's a phenomenal fixer. When he fixes something, okay? But I always get frustrated because I'm like, now you know this is going to happen again. You keep losing your keys. So why don't we come up with a way they don't lose your keys? No, I found my keys. We're going to move on. It's not going to happen again. And then it happens again. And I'm like, you see, we should have spent a little bit more time on the why. So my guess is that's probably what's going on. Some of us really seem to, you know, decide to kind of understand. You know, my younger son does that too with homework. He takes three times as longer with his homework than the other one. Now he gets better grades. He gets a lot better grades. But he spends so much time as the why. You know, why is World War I the one in a Roman numeral and not a number one? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Just go with it. And so I sometimes get into fights with him. But, you know, I was looking at the states and their capitals, because you know how your kids study states and capitals. And I realized that I had forgotten some of my, capitals. Okay, so I was kind of looking at them. Now, when I was younger, and I would have to memorize something, I just memorized it. St. Paul, Minnesota. St. Paul and Minnesota, okay? And it was easy because my world was only L.A., Phoenix, and Vegas. I was just in that little triangle. So I never really traveled. So I didn't know anything else about Minnesota, okay? So I didn't know about Minneapolis. All I knew was St. Paul. Same thing with North Dakota. I had never been to North Dakota. I wasn't going to have an affiliate in Fargo or Grand Forks, so who even knew? So North Dakota, Bismarck, that was easy. But then the older you get, because, you know, I have a lot of people that call me up or they write me and they go, my memory's failing. My kid was studying state capitals, and I have a tough time remembering it. I have poor memory. No, you don't. It's just you know more. The more you know, the more difficult it is. Okay? It's like, for example, I've been to Kansas multiple times. So I've been to Kansas City, Kansas. I've been to Wichita, Kansas, etc. So the term Topeka won't come out in my memory that quickly anymore, because now I know of a bunch of other cities with Kansas. So like, you know, so you need to, if ever you're memorizing something, you have to reformat your word recognition or your memory recognition. Okay. Most of us, when we were younger and we heard Kansas, we thought of Dorothy and Wizard of Oz. Now we've had lots of memories a fling, a job interview, story, you know, like Waco, Texas. When you hear Waco, Texas, you still think of the whole Waco, Texas ordeal, right? You just don't, you come up with the word association. So like, for example, okay, so let's say you're trying to, memorize, Washington, okay? And, you know, a lot of us think Seattle, okay? But you have to go stop. No, it's Olympia. Olympia is the capital of Washington. So how would you remember that now that we're older? And whenever I go to Washington, I always go to Seattle. I'm in Seattle probably every year. I love Seattle. How the hell am I going to remember Olympia? Well, what you need to do is you need to think of something either like the Olympics, okay? You know, if you think of the Olympics, maybe, you know, think of something with Washington, think of Olympia Dukakis, I don't know. All right, maybe Olympia Dukakis went to wash her clothes in Washington. I don't know, something like that. Okay, let me see, what's another hard one? Helena in Montana. Okay, Helen. Okay, Helen of Troy, Helen in Montana. Montana is so beautiful. Who was supposedly the most beautiful woman? Helen of Troy, Helena. That's how you could, you know, think of it. You know, a lot of us who live in the West really get mixed up by the little states, not little in terms of importance. They're hugely important, but the little geographical size, the small states of the Northeastern Seaboard. You got your Connecticut, you got your Rhode Island, your Massachusetts, your Vermont, and your New Hampshire up there. Okay, so, you know, and if I saw a map and I saw these states, okay, I think I could identify Rhode Island, right, because Rhode Island is a little bit more of a rectangle, but, you know, Connecticut's kind of a rectangle. What about Vermont and New Hampshire? They fit so nicely together. Well, Vermont is more like a V. So you could think of that, you know, more like a V. And then because New Hampshire isn't like a V, it's the one next to it. You see what I mean? Okay. What about Augusta, Maine? Trying to remember the Augusta being the capital of Maine. Well, some just think, you know, Maine is beautiful to go to in August. So you memorize that. So what I recommend you do is if you are having any memory issues, just try and come up with some sort of, mind recognition or some sort of, I guess that's the best way to do it. St. Paul, for example, Minnesota. Okay, my Genesis Communications Network is based out of Minnesota. Okay, so there's Halpern County. There's like a whole variety of cities now I'm a little bit more, Egan, I'm a little bit more, I guess, now aware of, right, because that's where my network is. So how am I going to remember St. Paul? Well, everybody I work for are absolute saints. So if Minnesota is a state full of saints because that's where my bosses are, St. Paul. See? Piece of cake. He's, and I kissed up in the meantime. See, brownie points. It never hurts. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. This is such an important cause through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. They research and provide millions of dollars for research of child and adult leukemia and lymphoma. These blood cancers are some pretty scary stuff, and thank God we're able to do amazing things, but it takes people like you and I to get the money to help these kids pay for their medical treatment and to help get the research that needs to so importantly be done. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com. There's a site that says donate here. It could go through a very secure credit card, PayPal, etc., or you could send a check to the Dr. Dahlia Show and make it out to Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and you'll be getting a receipt that is tax deductible from them. So please, please consider it. Anything you can do to help is so greatly appreciated. You know, I see these kids, and I see what my patients go through too. You know, especially with, you know, them, finally I diagnose them with something and I feel so good. I'm like, oh yay, you know, I caught it. We caught it early. I'm so excited. You know, this is what you have. And then they're like, but how am I going to pay to treat it? I almost wish I didn't know. Well, then that's what it takes. It takes these companies, these corporations. You know, I'm going tomorrow night to the Nevada Blind Children's Association where we're raising money. It's the Ladybug Ball. Raising money for kids who are blind and their research and their support. And I just wish there were more of these out there. I really, really do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say southeastern states have the highest rates of preventable death. We were talking about the CDC report in the first hour, how there are five major causes of death. We talked about the heart disease. We talked about cancer, chronic lower respiratory disease like COPD and chronic bronchitis, stroke, and then unintentional injury, either overdoses or accidents. And they say that those living in eight southern states, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee, endure 28-33% of all these potentially preventable deaths. So if you're in those southern states, the southern belt, or sometimes we call it the stroke belt, which I think is a horrible name to call part of our beautiful country, you're at higher risk than of death. Now, we're all going to die. I mean, you know, God forbid, but still. But in terms of early death, those things like cancer, heart disease, stroke, they're biggies, okay? They say the top five causes of death accounted for nearly two-thirds of all U.S. deaths in 2010, and nearly 900,000 Americans die prematurely every year from these causes. According to CDC, it should be possible on a national basis to prevent 34% of premature deaths from heart disease, 21% of cancer, premature cancer deaths, 39% of chronic liver or chronic lower respiratory diseases, 33% of stroke deaths, and close to 40% of unintentional injuries. Now, they say these are particularly important for those in the southeastern states, which I guess lead the nation with the highest numbers and rates of preventable deaths in all five top causes. Now, I mean, what is it? Is it the diet? Is it the salt? Is it the lack of physical activity? Is it the tobacco? Is it the outdoor air pollutants? Is it the allergens? Is it the motorcycle laws for motorcycle helmet safety? Is it unsafe consumer products? Is it lack of seatbelt use? You know, what could it be? And there's a variety of things. And, you know, we've talked about how some states have certain laws, some don't, when it comes to helmet use, etc. And, you know, I hate looking at these deaths as statistics, because whenever they study them, that's exactly what they do. They look at everything, you know, as statistics, you know, and you know, unfortunately, having somebody, you know, who died in an automobile accident, you know, close to you, you don't want to look at them as a statistic. But are there certain states where the laws don't seem to be as enforced when it comes to helmets or seatbelts, etc.? All these things, you know, matter. What about certain cities where you have certain doctors that overprescribe medications? Okay, unintentional overdose. Okay, that could happen with medications, you know, etc. So wherever you guys think, and we already kind of reviewed ways to prevent, I strongly urge you to do it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In the first hour, we got this email. Ralph from Los Angeles says, Dahlia, you were discussing traffic and five causes of death. What can I do at my employment? I sit at a computer all day, and before that and after in a car. I don't think the air is clean, even at work, and I'm gaining weight. Don't tell me to quit my job. I've tried. I know. See, I'd love to tell people to quit their job, but here's the thing. You know, a lot of us are glued to a computer. I mean, here I am, I'm a physician, and I can't believe how much computer work I do. I didn't have to do this kind of computer work when I worked before. I didn't have to sit down at a computer. You stood. You did a lot of standing. You would write in a patient's chart. Okay, and they have like these little pull-down desks, so you would write on the chart, you did what you had to, you'd go on to the next one. I mean, we were able to do things without computers I mean, up until the years, we were able to really bypass a lot of computers. Yeah, I understand there was a lot of secretarial work. I remember I had to learn how to type on electric typewriter. So I learned how to do my electric typewriter, IBM, in the 80s. And then, you know, computers started to come out, and I thought that was pretty, pretty cool. But I really didn't know what to do with them. And then word processors came, and then you could actually edit what you typed. I mean, it was fascinating, and we found it to be easier. But we still got along before computers. And now, so many of these jobs are so computer driven. You know, I hear so many doctors complain about their electronic medical records, where they're spending more time on a computer than they are with their patient. Now, yes, we have half of our system computerized and half still on paper, and I'm getting by, but I can't stand the fact that I'm always on the computer. The computers give me headaches, and then I have to do the reports, and then I have to do the analyses, and I have to do the, and you know, I gotta tell you, it is, and then the ordering online. It was nice when you could just go to an Office Depot and say, well, I'll take that ream of paper, I'll take this. Now you go online and you got the bright colors and you do your clickety clicks and things like that. So yeah, things are easy, but you're on a computer and you're sitting. And the more you sit, the more you're at risk for heart disease, stroke, etc., obesity, colon cancer, etc. So the first thing I would say is, if you're in a job where you're kind of chained to your desk, try to come up with a workspace where you could exercise at it. Like sitting on one of those exercise balls is huge. If you sit on one of those exercise balls, at least you're moving. So that's something you could do. You know, I would sit down with your boss, you know, and say, you know, look, I'm having some issues with weight now, etc. And my doctor has suggested, I mean, make sure your doctor suggested, don't lie, that I incorporate some sort of exercise into my daily routine at work. What can I do? Can I, can I maybe take smaller breaks but more frequent? You know, can I take my half hour lunch and split it up into an extra couple 15 minutes so then I could walk more, something like that. But you are going to have to walk more. If you work in a safe area, don't park right next to the door. Park at the end of the parking lot so you have to walk a little bit more. Make sure you do good food choices. But if you have a commute like I used to have in LA, that's a tough one. You know, I wonder if they have HEPA filters for your car. That would be a brilliant thing, where those of you that live in L.A., et cetera, you know, when I'd be in my car for about an hour and a half, even if you do the recirculating air, you're still picking up pollutants and stuff every time you go in and out of your car. I wonder if there's like a HEPA filter, something like that, that you can put in your car. That should help. And remember what I told you guys. For those of you at sit-down desks, make sure you have little post-it notes reminding you to suck in your stomach or do butt clenches or Kegels, because those are little exercises, excuse me, that you could do throughout the day. You could Kegel. Now, unfortunately for me, I'm on one of those twisty chairs, so I kind of move around a lot, and I know my engineer's always like, will you stop it? We can hear you move around on air, but it's just a way to keep active, because when you sit and do radio, that's what you're doing. You're just sitting. But, you know, you need to talk to your employer. You need to come, because, again, the employer is going to want efficiency. Okay, so you just need to prove to him that you're going to get the same work done, if not more, if you're allowed to exercise and move around. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.